Joining us right now from Slow Readers Club, it is Jim Ryan. Morning, Jim.
Morning. You all right?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. How are you?
All right. Just on the way to Aberdeen. So, from Inverness to Aberdeen.
Wow.
So, clear blue sky, so it could be worse.
Well, that's pretty good, isn't it, really? Scotland's a beautiful part of the world. What's the tour bus like? The Slow Readers Club, you've been going strength to strength. You must have some sort of massive Winnebago now.
No, it's just like just bigger than a transit van. But we can get us in and the gear in the back.
Wow.
That's it. That's the level we're at. We've made it now.
there's no PS4 in there. There's no Xbox One. What sort of entertainment have you got?
I'll be honest, there's an Xbox in it, but we're not using it. I think it's actually taking up space that we need, really.
Right, it's taking up space. You're not gamers so much then. It's more music than gaming.
We could do with being proper rock and roll and swinging it out the window and making some room for some beers or something.
That would be quite good. I would imagine as well, because I've noticed that there's a slow brew. There's this beer now as well. How did that all come about?
The lads who run a place, a signature brew, it's called, down in London, they've done collaborations with bands before, and they got in touch with us and asked if we fancy doing it, and then we went down there. They told us about the process of how they make the beers and everything, and a couple of lads in the band, I don't drink, you see, so for me, I haven't got a clue what a good beer is or what a bad beer is, and the lads were tasting it, and then they sort of recommended how they'd like it to taste and stuff like that, and then next thing you know, we've got cans of slow brew following us about, so some of the venues on the tour are stocking them, and then I think people can like get them ordering via our website, and then the brewery sort of fulfill that, and they'll send them out kind of thing. Yes, so it's mad. Selling beer, yeah.
See,
that's where we've got to.
That's it. See, there you go. See, forget about Winnebago tour buses. You're now on the side of a can of beer. That is it. You've made it.
We need one of them. We're actually touring one of them old beer vans that used to drop like kegs of beer at the boozers. Yeah. Like they have a dead roll back, roll out a keg straight into a cellar.
That's the way to do it.
The amp straight out down, and then we don't have to carry them.
You say you don't drink yourself, but the lads have obviously tasted it, and they've got it to what they like. And they're happy with it. They think is it a dark ale or is it a light ale? What is it?
It's a dry hot lager, whatever that means. I haven't got a clue, but that's what it is. When you pour it in a glass, it looks like lager to me. It's not like one of them cloudy ones.
Right.
You know, that looked like you've been a bit ill and someone else has been on the toilet when you've needed it.
And they're quite happy with it. They're not having to put like a bit of lime with it or something like that.
No, just straight. Straight up rock and roll. Just neck it in one and then you're gone by another.
excellent. Like you say, you're up in Scotland at the moment. You head back down south. You're going to be over at Fibbers in York on the 10th, and then you're at the Welly in Hull on the 12th. Wakefield as well. You're coming to Wakefield. My friend's place, Warehouse 23, on the 13th. So that'll be a good one as well. It should be good. I mean, I've seen lots of videos of you guys recently, there seems to be a real sort of like movement behind you right at the moment. Do you feel that with the sort of crowds turning up?
Yeah, we do. It's that every time we play a gig, there'll be people there who say, "Oh, my mate brought me, or my mate's got me into yours, or one of my mates is seniors playing, he sent us a link to this, and now I'm sort of sold, I'm a reader," as they say. So yeah, it's mad. Like, you know, we played at the end of the day last night, we played in Inverness. It's like the northernmost gig we've ever done, sort of. Not it's not in the middle of nowhere, but, and there were people there who we'd never met before, locals who, you know, they'd seen a poster outside, they'd either listen to us and they thought, right, we're gonna go see them, or people who've been recommended by the mate. So it's our fans, definitely, it's the I don't know, we can't thank them enough. They really champion us through the friends and anyone who's never heard us, and it's helped us massively.
Yeah, I know, it's a great sound. It's realistically, I mean, I think that, you know, that we're crying out for great sort of like, if you can say, indie rock bands, but we're crying out for them, I think, really. And it seems to be this sort of music is sort of coming round again. We're sort of getting away from that sort of like ghastly pop music that's been around for like the last like 5-10 years.
Hopefully, yeah, that's the thing. At the end of the day, there's, you know, they don't have to be one or the other. There's room for everyone. There's that amount of stuff you can listen to music on now, whether it's, you know, streaming stuff or going on the internet or listening to radio, and there's a million of them on radio stations. So, but yeah, it would be good if guitar music, band music, people who pick up guitars when they're 12 years old and want to be in a band, whatever, if that got more exposure, yeah, that'd be absolutely brilliant. But it does feel like that there's more going on. So for us, that's a positive. And if we're part of that, then great. You know, definitely we appreciate it.
We're coming up to festival season. Certainly when they sort of announce everything that's being happening. Do you know what you're doing during the summer? Have you got some places you already know you're going to?
We've got, festival-wise, we're playing a few out in Europe. So we're looking forward to them. Belgium, Rock Wurcher, or Bercher, however you pronounce it. We've got one in Germany. Romania, Mad Cool Festival in Madrid, and then we've got a couple of UK festivals as well. Neighbourhood Weekender, that's out in Warrington, and Live at Leeds. So yeah, those are the ones that I'm thinking of off the top of my head. But you know, we're constantly sort of regularly getting inquiries about festivals, and like our booking agent will get in touch with us and say, right, I've got you these ones. But festivals are great. We love playing festivals.
Is there any particular...
You play to a cold crowd kind of thing, but yeah, it's just another way for us to get our music out there and try and win people over.
Yeah, exactly. I like the way you said, you've got one in Spain, you've got one in Belgium, you've got one in Romania, you've got one in Germany. Is there any particular countries that you're sort of thinking, oh, well, I've never visited there, that's where I want to play a festival, please?
Anywhere. We all say in the band, as a band, we've never been out to... across the pond to the States.
Oh yeah,
like that. And, you know, we'd like to go there, but look, don't get me wrong, that Europe is literally on our doorstep. So, and we've got our own tour. You know, after we've done the UK leg of the tour, we're going to be going on our own tour out across a few places in Europe. So, you know, we're playing in places like Denmark, Sweden, Czech Republic, Croatia, I think, yeah, Germany. France. You know, so France. So we're going to be visiting a lot of places. And we've sold out our own show in Amsterdam as well. So, you know, that's really exciting. We've played in Holland before, but we've never played in Amsterdam. So we're really looking forward to that. But we will literally play anywhere. If you say there's going to be a crowd, we'll turn up with our gear.
I like it. We can't not talk a bit of sport, bit of football. Being from Manchester, yeah. Manchester Band, does that make you City, United?
United, mate.
Yeah, I thought... All of you are, because I think I've spoken to Aaron in the past, and he was a big United fan.
Yeah, we're United fans. So at the minute, you know, it's kind of like with City and Liverpool at the top, who do you want to win the league kind of thing, and, you know.
Neither.
I'm sure, ideally, a United fan would say, and I'm sure, you know, they'd say none of them, but I think I'd rather City win the league if I had to pick one out of them two. But my dad's a City fan, you know, and the Liverpool thing, it's not like we the hatred of Scousers type of thing. I'm just sure because Justin, who drives a van for us, he's driving a van right now, he's a Liverpool fan. So, you know, he gives us a lot of stick at the minute, and we just hit him. But it's one of those things, isn't it? I'm sure Liverpool fans will appreciate the fact that, you know, they don't like us, we don't like them as a football team, but there's a sort of mutual respect there that you're supporting your own club.
Yeah.
There's a respect going back from all the way back in maybe the 80s when Liverpool were winning everything. So it's just one of those things. It's but at the end of the day, we've got Solskjaer now and we're playing well. We're putting some wins together. Big game tomorrow night. But I don't know, I've kind of half written that one off, more focusing on the Arsenal game at the weekend. But it's like they've been saying in the press, if we can get one goal, then I don't know, maybe PSG might panic a little bit because we're the away team then. So anything we get, you know, it could potentially be the, you know, give us that tipping point over the line, but we'll see how it goes.
You happy with Solskjaer then? You think you should get the job permanently?
Well, at the end of the day, I can't see how they can't give it him. If they don't give him the job, you know, the fans will go mad.
Yeah, I think, you're right.
I'm sure the most disappointed person on the planet is probably Pochettino at the minute, because I think he was more or less nailed on to get the job, and now Solskjaer's come in and he's kind of rocked the boat, and he's made them think, you know, at the end of the day, he's as Mancunian as anyone else is, even though he's from Norway.
Yeah.
He knows the history of the club. He's got the players playing. We're playing attacking football. He speaks really well when he's doing his interviews. And I know people keep saying, oh, you've only beat this and you've only won that, and, you know, you've only played these teams, but you can only beat the teams who you play against, can't you? And you can only do what you can do. And to go from where we were to where we are now, I would have, anyone in management would have took what he's done up to now and said, you know, if I could have done that at the start of this run of 12 or 13 games, whatever it is. So it's really positive.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. Slow Readers Club, you can catch them at York Fibbers on the 10th of March, the Welly in Hull on the 12th, and then on the 13th in Shaky Wakey at the Warehouse 23.
Shaky Wakey.
Shaky Wakey.
I love that.
You can't go wrong with Shaky Wakey. I only live around the corner from there. Listen, it's going to be a fantastic gigs when you get into Yorkshire. Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.